I'm Marco Werman with The World. If you know the Chicago band OK Go, you know their first big viral video involved band members dancing on treadmills. Their latest video is a much bigger production. The song is called I Won't Let You Down. The video has already been seen by 11.7 million people. And as The World's Bradley Campbell reports, the band went all the way to Japan to film it.
The story behind OK Go's latest viral video, in some ways, starts with a different viral video. This one involving a pebble rolling down a giant xylophone ladder. Japanese director Morihiro Hirano shot that video, and one of the people who watched it transfixed was OK Go's lead singer Damian Kulash.
It's so elegant, it's so simple, it's so beautiful, and it's one of those things where I saw it and I was like, why didn't I think of that? Like, I want to make that.
Damien's been a big fan of Morihiro, or Mori, as he calls him. They met at a conference in France 3 years ago. And since then, they've been looking to work on something together.
And Honda came to him and said, we've got these new vehicles, and we're not sure quite what we want to do with them. And he came to me and said, what do you think of these things? And I said, I want to dance with them.
Those Honda vehicles are called Unicubs, or Unique Omnidirectional Driving Wheel System.
It listens mostly to your butt, I think, at the end of the day.
Well, you think with your butt, don't you, Tim?
Tim Nordwind, OK Go's bassist.
I think with my butt, yeah. And so if you think left with your butt, it goes left.
They went on this butt tangent for a bit. The gist, you sit on the Unicub. It's easy to use, easy to dance with. And that's how the video starts, inside a studio in Japan's Chiba Prefecture. The four band members dancing around on their cubs. But soon, they're on the move, out of the studio. Japanese schoolgirls join them, dancing and holding umbrellas. And then, all of a sudden, the camera blasts off into the sky. And that's where the drone comes in. Shooting from the vantage point of a mini helicopter turns the band and dancers into a human kaleidoscope of sorts. And as a viewer, your mind is blown.
Hopefully over the course of the 3.5 minutes, there's, you know, every 15 seconds or 20 seconds, there's sort of a new surprise or a sense of wonder that takes you in a new place.
Such a creative endeavor takes work, and in a country like Japan, you have to work with an entirely different creative process.
What's really interesting about the working methodology is that everything is done very, very deliberately and very redundantly.
Damien gives this example.
Something like this will happen. Like, I say, you know, I think we should actually move the camera to the left there. And then the director of photography will say, Damien, I understand you to be saying that you think we should move the camera to the left at this time. Am I correct in understanding that you think we should move the camera to the left at this time? And then the translator translates to me, and I say, yes, I think we should move the camera to the left.
It goes like this, on and on and on. He says things there move much slower than you would think.
But when they happen, they're magical.
The real magic is at the end of the video. The camera pans higher and higher and higher, and soon you're staring down at the action from a half mile up. The band and dancers turn into a 2,000-person-strong human LED screen.
When we got the last shot off and we knew what we had in the can, we were pretty excited.
Yeah, this video, we felt a lot of heart and love, you know, while making this video. And yeah, when we got to the end of it, there was something that felt very special about it.
I agree. Pretty sweet. But fans of OK Go, I got some news to break to you. That human LED screen at the end, it's a composite shot. It wasn't done in one take. Apparently, they didn't have enough Unicubs to go around. It's still awesome, though. Just think about it. A bunch of guys from Chicago who got their break dancing on treadmills are now filming around the globe.
I think if I had told my 12-year-old self that I would someday go to Japan to make a beautiful video, I'd freak out.
For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell.
If you haven't already, you can see OK Go's incredible video over on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/PRI The World.